Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, we're on the show tonight, your host, Mr. Antoine Jones, with Grudge Inc. Slaughterhouse Racing Monday Madness. A little title tonight, see what everybody thinks of, is who has the best races, big tire or small tire? Like to discuss that a little bit, you know. I've been to a few Grudge races and it seems like small car guys get off good races over the big car guys. It seemed like to me, I mean, I love big car racing too. You know, that was a few little big car pro my boy to see playing some, you know, good numbers down, invisible to us, but we know they're laying some good ones down as they look. Well, you know, we got a Grudge race coming up this Saturday, which is a Grudge Inc. race. It's Grudge Inc., JB, and Scotty Racing Technologies race happening up to Cecil County, Maryland this Saturday. Got a few races that's ready to go. They got a F10 shootout. You've got the baddest small block F10. They even got a belt for that class. Got a few participants going to be in that. We don't know how many F10s going to show up, but I know 3 to 4 possibly will be there. I think it'll be a good turnout at Cecil County this weekend coming. And, you know, if you're not nearby, if you're far away, if you want to come see some good Grudge racing, come on out, you know, come up to Cecil County Mill and check out some good Grudge racing. There's going to be a lot of guys that come from, you know, New Jersey, Philadelphia, the DMV, a few guys from down South Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, etc. You know, we are going to get that kicked off pretty much. And that was a good race a couple weeks ago we had at MIR. Where good showing, had some good small block races there. We had a good one out there, the Godfather and Red Alert. Boy, that Godfather, he's making some power there, man. I have to give it to him. He's a grudging brother there, and he put on a good show. So, you know, we want to talk a little bit about who get the best races. I mean, what interests you have? Is it the small tar stuff or is it the big tar stuff? You know, me personally, I'm a small tar guy myself. but I enjoy both of them. My thing is the small car racing. You know, we got two lines, people calling in. You know, the show started off at 8:30 tonight. Been in the shop working, and 8 o'clock is kind of hard to get to the show, so I was trying to move it to 8:30, giving a little more time. But, you know, there's a few people online, you know, checking the show out. Like I said, we have some good racing coming up. And I want to get some of you guys' input on, you know, these big tar and small tar cars. You know, if anybody's online, you know, I just hit the one button. If you want to discuss on, you know, what you like about big tar possibly and what you like about small tar. And in the future, where do you see Greg Racing going between the two? Do you see more action in the big tar, or do you see more action in the small tar? And also, I want to discuss a big block and small block. There's a lot of guys in the 29 and a half inch tar, man. I'm telling you, some guys got some bears under the hood, man, and they're doing some real good things when they go to a lot. I love watching them, you know. And guys is doing his thing on small tar, man. I really respect that, you know. You can get that small tar to hook up on how many cubic inches these guys are running. Yeah, so that's a good thing. They got a real good guy up on the chassis doing some good real tuning. And, you know, not only with the chassis, but with their engine management. But, you know, anybody you want to discuss some of this stuff, man, with me, you know, like I say, hit the one button, and we can talk about that a little bit. You know, I'm quite sure other people want to hear others' input type of racing. And you know, also, I think the heads-up grudge racing, man, is really, really doing something there, man. It's bringing a lot to racing again, like back way back in the day, the bracket racing. I mean, I like it, but I'm not a fan of it. I just love heads up. We have a caller, 1067. Your mic's open. You can go ahead and you can speak if you want.
Hey, what's up, Twan, my man? It's the same old J-Mo.
What's going on, Mr. Same Old J-Mo?
Yes, Salisbury, Maryland, man. Part of Slaughterhouse Racing, man. Hey, man, I commend you and all the guys out there that's doing that thing, man, on the small tars, man. I grew up, you know, my dad was a big tar guy, you know, but I'm seeing a lot of wonderful, good action, man, good action on the small tars. Ain't quite got there this year. Next year, hope to, you know, be a part of it a little more. But I see good things, man. They're hooking. I mean, it's just amazing how you know, you land it down on the small tars, man. You know, I always thought the big tars, you had to have it. But you and other guys have done proves, you know, it's not necessarily the big tars, but get it. You know, it's all about hooking.
Yeah, the game has changed over the years. I see we have better shock setups. You know, we get different valves and stuff, and we got better suspension components than what we had back in the day. So, you know, we have even electronics that help us a lot more in our tunability of these cars to manage our power a lot better than what they had back in their time.
In their time, man, they
set the stage now. But you know, there's guys like myself and others out there, man, who wanted to prove it wrong that you don't have to have a big tar on the back. That's pretty much like a cushion on
right
on suspension. So us guys kind of worked hard, and we figured out, you know, all the geometry of the suspension thing, man, and how to set these chassis up and where to put proper instant centers and stuff like that, man, and how to place the engines in the car. And a lot of things go along with that, man. But you have to be on your game, you know. You have to be on your game with that.
I've been watching you guys all this season, man. Like I said, I did a couple trial runs, you know, just to see what it felt like. Didn't know too much about the Grudge World. a whole new world out there. You know?
Yeah, it's a real fun one. It's fun and money, and you have a ball. It's a whole big family.
Oh, yeah.
And you ball in the Grudge game, man. I love for everybody. It may not look like it at the line or when the race is about to set off or whatsoever, but in the end, it's all up.
Right.
So you have a good time then.
Oh, yeah. And taking that much power, putting it on a small tire, man, that's doing something. That's saying something, man, for real. For real. Like I said, I commend you and all the other racers out there that have been doing the Grudge Series. And like I said, I'm waiting to see something, you know, the end of the season. Because I know it's going to be good. It's been good all year, man. It's been real good.
We ourselves in the slaughterhouse, you know, and you and yourself, you've been to a few races with us. We've done pretty good in the Grudge World a little bit, you know. Even a lot at our local track, man, we've done our thing there, and we will continue to do our thing there.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going outside of the box, you know, doing a few things, man, and seeing where we stand. You know, they say you got to be a loser to become a winner, and the opposite way around. So you know, you got to take some, and you got to give some. So
it ain't about
winning all the time, because if you win all the time, then it get boring. You have nothing to shoot for.
Hey, I've been losing for a while here, so I must be getting ready to win. I'll try it next year. This same old J-Mo. Holla.
There you go. There you go.
Slaughterhouse Racing, number one. All right.
That's it. Hell, man.
Man.
Yeah, a lot of guys out there, man. I mean, you know, I know it's a few people on here, man, that they probably got a lot of small car cars out there, you know, and, you know, it's a task. But it's a good task, you know. That proves some of your skill, and touches you on all some things. And you know, it takes a little money, a little time. But when it's all ironed out, man, it's a good outcome at times. You know, a real good outcome at times.
I always say, Twan, play hard, work hard.
Oh yeah, and I like my big car guy. I like my big car guys too, man. You know, I love to watch it, man. You know, all the Grudge racing, man, I pretty much enjoy. And I'll tell you my favorite class, you know, is the street car class. I have to always say that. I love my little street car class, you know. I have a little fun in it. But,
a little surprising. Not a little surprising. I feel you.
Yeah, you know. You know, I got some fellows that want to try the old boo, but they don't want to give me nothing, man. I'm a street car, man. I mean, I could drive to the track with this thing, and they don't want to give me the back turn and brake. They said, man, they want to set beside me. I feel you. So they upset my cues. I look at some of them and say, no, you set like me. You know, if I was set like you, I'd run you.
Hmm.
But, yeah, we're going to have a good, interesting week here, man. At our local track, I'd say, we got a Wednesday night, what they call a Chess and Tune Lift Night, Grudge Night. And on our Wednesday nights, man, let me tell you something, man. We packed the household, packed up there at the drag strip, man. It's all fun, you know. It's all betting fun, man. So Wednesday, we're going to be jamming. And then Saturday, we're going to Cecil County and support JV and Scotty McDonald at their Grudge Inc. Race. And then we're coming back Sunday at our track again with our Super Chevy. We got our list race there, man, with some Grudge going on. So we're going to have a pretty good time this week. So we got a busy week ahead of us, man, starting tomorrow. You know, I got some testing to do. And then Wednesday. And then we're going to fall in on Saturday and Sunday. So we got a busy week ahead of us here.
Maybe I'll just come up there and do a little testing with you, if it's possible. Huh?
Hey, man, it's open. It's open testing. You come in and get it off.
All right. Thanks for the invitation. Thanks for the invitation. I think I'll do that.
Yeah, come on in, man. Tell you what, I might some few guys up on here, man, that's, you know, out of town, man, that got something to show you. And if these guys, maybe they wouldn't mind coming down and giving us a visit, you know, and see what
in our town,
you know.
All is
I got a few guys here that got some great faces that own land tonight. You know, I know a gentleman, they got a race with two Mustangs, Camaro, on Wednesday. They got him a lot in races, close to 500 race. It's going to be pretty interesting, man. A little young gun, Jordan Fisher, is a young guy who's driving it tomorrow against two fellows, one named Marion Tingle. I don't know his name, his car, but he got a nice little speed car, a little silver Mustang. And he's got another gentleman by the name of DL. Purple Mustang. So they both got a race with young Jordan Fisher.
Oh.
And they got something locked in on Wednesday. So we'll just see how that race pans out. It'll be exciting to watch, man. See who's on the tree and see who'll get gas. Man, I might put you a little money on this race here, man. You know, I know I'm going with, man. No,
I might have to shake them figure banks myself. See if I can throw a few coins somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch this race, man, and see how it unfolds, man, you know.
Sounds like a good one.
I know they had some races Friday night up on the hill, Capitol Raceway. Copperhead. Yeah, he gave a race out to a gentleman. I think his name is CJ, I believe it is. And, I guess, you know, Copperhead took the L. I'm like, oh wow. Gave him everything in graduation from what I hear.
I heard he got hit down here.
Yeah, he got hit down here, too.
Delmar. Wow.
Yeah, he got branded by Lisa Ray. She gave him a lap. She gave him a lap dance. But,
There's a lot of
races
in
not that way. Oh, yeah.
I guess you pay for it either way, huh?
You pay for it not that.
Oh, man. My man.
Careful. This is an old grudge track, man. They got a lot of grudge. They know the grudge. They try to grudge every Friday over to the hill. They said they had, I had a gentleman call me today, they had over about 10 to 12 grudge races over that Friday night. They said last Friday night. Man, that's probably an interesting thing, you know. But move that old home track, doing a little testing, trying to get some things squared away.
Right.
It didn't pan out like it really wasn't, it, but, you know, it was all right. Next year, man, I think it'll be a beautiful year of grudge racing, man. I mean, the small car classes have grown so big, and we're spreading. Yeah. We think it's spreading out so far that we're gonna have a lot of tracks tied up with some grudge racing going on, man. A person should never have a space in between grudge racing, man. I think next year you have so many tracks to go to that you can pretty much just pick a track and go get you some grudge racing on.
Let me ask you this, since we're talking about small tar, big tar, what's the tar size as far as in that grudge class?
Well, most times you got, in the small tar world, you got two classes of that. They got a 29.5 by 10.5 class, and then they have the 28, and they had a 28, 10.5 inch class they run. And the 28, 10.5 class, you can run a 275 on it or whatsoever, Yeah, that drag radio four, whatever that's equivalent to that 28.
Right.
Those ones in that class now is flying. And class is that's a nice class. And very, very interesting class, man. I mean, I know down south, man, it's pretty big running a 28 and that star class, and even the 29. They got some boys super flying on those small tires, man. And I mean, man, if a person never watched them guys come out in the grid world on them small tires and run with them big cubic inch motors and with small blocks, man, I'm telling you, man, it's a real good.
Well, I watched a couple of videos. I've watched a couple of videos. You know, links you sent me, and I was really impressed, man. Like I said, I'm like, hey, maybe next year I can be out there, and, you know, see what I can do out there. You know, like, hey, anybody else, you got to play to win.
That's definite, man. You got to play to win.
Got to play to win. Got to spend money to win.
And it takes some of that to do this stuff, man. You know, but it takes money to win money.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's scared money, don't make none.
Don't make none. Nope.
That's what it's saying.
Nope. Yeah. If it's $5 or $10 up there, Super Chevy, I might can snatch out of somebody's pocket. You know?
Yeah, the Super Chevy still ought to be pretty decent if they're more. You got that nice small star race up there. And
yeah.
I think we're going to have a good time, a good barbecue in, man. You know, they're going to have a good old.
Yeah. It's good old fashioned racing, man. That's what I grew up on. Good old fashioned racing. Run with your brother, you know.
Run with your brother, man. That'll do the job.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Probably calling on me. I got to go and get these bills finished up. But good talking to you, Twan, and anybody else out there, man, in the grudge world. Like, up there, I commend y'all guys, man. Y'all doing the damn thing. You know, keep doing what y'all doing, man.
All right, Jamie, appreciate you getting on here, man, and, you know, give us some of your opinion and what you think about the grudge world. It's a good thing, and I love it. I know many people on here that's listening truly love it, and it brings more excitement than anything we ever do, man, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
This is smack talking, man, a thrill to me, you know?
Being a grudge race, mm-hmm. I don't even go to track, really.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I love it. But it's even better when the money's locked in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's even better.
Even better, man.
Yep, that's even better, man. All right, bro.
Like
I said, man, keep doing what you're doing. The same old Jamo, babe. I'm out.
So all right, man. Waiting. All right. Man. Yep. Yeah, we're back. We're back at it, you know. And, our show tonight, like I said again, is about you know, who has the best races, big tires or the small tires. You know, I know many people just probably came on board and wouldn't mind. You know, discussing, you know, some racing and see what's going on out here in the grudge world. Myself, you know, I don't know if many are from close by whatsoever. What I mean by that is near the DMV area. But like I said, Saturday, August the 22nd, that's going to be a good grudge race. Up to Cecil County, Maryland. It's a grudge 8 race. JB and Scotty Godano is putting that race on. They're giving a belt out for the fastest small block S10. I think they're having a small block shootout, I believe. Few guys coming from Michigan. They come over and they're going to run in here. And there's a few guys from Georgia coming up. A few guys from the Carolinas. Like I said, the DMV fellows themselves. There's a few guys from New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, possibly Connecticut, you know, West Virginia. You know, there's going to be some good, interesting racing going on this Saturday, I believe. I'll be in the house myself. Checking out some things and attending, trying to get me a race on. But yeah, the big tire guy, you know, I haven't seen many of the ProMod boys with what you would call Grudge ProMods. I haven't really seen them much as I used to see them when I first started doing the Grudge thing. But here, lately, you know, like I say, man, a lot of them tend to back down and come into the small tar world because they see that's where a lot of the money's at and they can get races. Yeah, you got a lot of the guys who participated even in the pro mod world got out of that. I mean, because you're spending so much money to run that pro mod class and I think it's unbeneficial, I would guess, but I never knock that type of racing, but I like them myself. But I'm going to drop down into the grudge world and they see it more beneficial to make a little something. You know, sometimes we lose, but make a little something. You know, having a good time betting a man. And you travel from, you know, state to state and enjoying what you're doing. So, you know, anybody on here, you want to discuss, you know, like I said, what your interest is in and what you think about your big tar and small tar stuff, man. The lines are open, man. Just press the one and it'll throw a flag up and I'll, you know, patch you in and we can discuss some of it. I know I had a conversation with a gentleman today wanted to race. He has a Mustang and we have a Malibu. We street car. He said he's a street car. We all know them Fox bodies, man, and fencing. They're pretty light. And Malibu's, man, with all four interior ain't real light. We're trying to lock in a race this Saturday, but we didn't come to terms with anything. That's something we can do. But we never got it together yet. I guess we'll try to get something together once we get to the drag strip and see what happens, man, you know. I think Young Money Racing is coming over on the 22nd. They're from either Michigan or Detroit. I believe one of them over there. I can't remember which one. I know they're from over that area. They'll be over to race, man. I do know that. I talked to a gentleman today. They're coming to see Sakira. They're coming to do battle. But I think Saturday's going to be an interesting race. Last year I attended, and the race turned out pretty good. They had a pretty good amount of good races, and that's the first time I've seen Steel Team 6 with their LTD, four-door, like a 79 LTD, I believe it was. Man, look. Seeing that thing run, man, I said, wow, that's a running street car there, man. When she had full factory exhaust and all, man, I was like, wow, that's a good running car. I see somebody flagged up on me here. 1773, you're on them open mic, man. 1773, you got open mic. 1773. I can't hear you. You know your mic's open, though. 1773? Okay, I guess he hung up. Let's hit the one by accident. But, yeah, man. So anybody on here got any interesting things to say about the grudge world and the up and coming races that's gonna you're gonna fall into? Yeah. Well, tonight I'm going to cut the show short a little bit. I got some other things to attend to. So I'm going to go ahead and close the show for tonight. And I'll see you guys on Monday, 8:30. Project Slaughterhouse Racing, Monday Madness, we're out.